Today, we continue with lesson number 20 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos, and in doing so, we are beginning the fifth perek of the Masechta. Yesterday, we finished the fourth perek. Now we're on to the fifth perek, first and second Mishnayos, and perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. We're into a little bit of agronomy, learning a little bit about unusual types of botany, of plants and trees and stuff. Benos Shuach. There is a tree which is called Benos Shuach. And Mefarshim explained that it is a type of fig tree of white figs. Professor Felix tells us that the Benos Shuach is a type of pine tree. It is known as the Pinus, P-I-N-U-S, Pinea, P-I-N-E-A. It's a certain type of pine tree, and it has cones, like pine cones, which are its fruit. In any case, this is a tree where the chanota, the beginning formation of the fruit on the tree, occurs in year one, but the fruit of the tree is not ready for consumption until year three. So therefore, since as far as most trees are concerned, the point which determines what year they're assigned to is the chanota, the initial formation of the fruit. If that occurs during Shviyos, so this fruit has Kedusha Shviyos. But it doesn't fully ripen until the ninth year, 2 years later. So the Mishnah says, Beno Shuach, Shviyos Shelohen Shiniyo. Their Shviyos is year two of the cycle. Shehen Osos L'Shalosh Shonim, because they produce once every 3 years, not a yearly cycle, but a triennial cycle. Rabbi Yehuda discusses another type of fruit tree, Parsios, seems to mean Persian type of fruit, which, according to Professor Felix, is most likely the mimosa tree. The mimosa tree is the Parsios. Its technical name in Latin is Mimusops Shimperi, M-I-M-U-S-O-P-S S-H-I-M-P-E-R-I. Nowadays, he adds in a footnote, it's this tree which is used as a base for producing chewing gum. I think they had chewing gum in the time of the Mishnah. But these Parsios, according to Rabbi Yehuda, have a 2-year cycle. So Shviyos Shelohen Motzoi Shviyos, their Chanota takes place in the 7th year. But they're not fully ripened until the 8th year, Motzoi Shviyos. Shehen Osos L'Shtei Shonim, because their cycle is a 2-year cycle. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong. Lo amru ela benos shuach, this extended Shviyos, where Shviyos, in the case of benos shuach, is 2 years after Shviyos, it's in Tishiyos, was only said about the benos shuach, but not about the Parsios. The Parsios are a 1-year cycle. In the Tosefta, there's an interesting dialogue which is recorded between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to this dialogue, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about that these Parsios have a chanota in 1 year and they don't fully grow until the next year? You look in Tveria. That's where you live. Look in Tveria. You'll see they do everything in the same year like every other tree. Rabbi Yehuda said to them, no, you look where you are, in Tzipori. In Tzipori, it takes 2 years. So it would seem that the machlokas here has to do with whether you base your opinion about Parsios upon Tveria or upon Tzipori. The next Mishnah discusses another interesting plant, and that is the luf. The luf is always translated by the traditional Mefarshim as a type of onion. Professor Felix refers to it as indeed something resembling an onion in some ways. It's a vegetable which is called arum, A-R-U-M in Latin. And of course, the arum which we're referring to in our Mishnah is the arum palestinum, meaning the Palestinian arum. In English, it is known as Solomon's lily. And this is what a luf is. The main point, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, is that this vegetable called a luf, this plant called a luf, onion-like plant, is often kept buried in the earth for storage. That's where it keeps well, keeps cooler, it's protected, perhaps it's to its flavor, perhaps. So what do you do now? You have a carton full of luf, and you want to bury under the ground on Shviyas. Well, it looks like you're planting to me, taking onions and putting them underground. So therefore, you have to do something to indicate that you're not planting this luf, but you're storing it, which means you have to have a certain volume of luf in one place, which indicates you're not planting it, in which case you would scatter it here and there, but rather you're storing it, so you're putting it all in one place. The Mishnah says, haluf hatomenes haluf bashviyas, a person is burying luf during the Shviyas year. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yifchos misosayim. He shouldn't have less than two so'ah of luf in one place. Ad gova shloshet tfochim. So much so that the heap of luf which he buries is three tfochim high. V'tefach ofor al gabov. And on top of it, you have to spread a tefach of ofor. Then we see you're not planting it, you're burying it for kiyum, for long-term storage. Two saw, every saw is six kabim. So two saw is 12 kabim. That's how much you have to have in one place, according to Rav Meir. The Chachamim omrim, no, you don't need that much. Lo yivchos me'arboas kabim. All you have to store is four kabim, which is two-thirds of a saw, which is a third of what Rabbi Meir requires. Rabbi Meir requires 12 kabim, two saw, and the Chachamim require only four kabim, ad gova tefach. And they add that it has to be, that heap has to be a tefach high, v'tefach ofer al gabov, and covered over with a tefach of earth. V'tomno, furthermore, instead of burying it in a distant corner of the garden where no one walks, v'tomno bimkom drisas odom, it should be buried in a place where people do walk so that it won't sprout. And the halacha is like the Chachamim. And so we have completed the second Mishnah of the fifth Perek of Shviyas, and in the process concluded lesson number 20.